No government plans to curb social networks, students charged over web attacks, and a robot tweets from outer space. It's Friday the 26th of August. The government and police have not sought any new powers to shut social networks, the Home Office said after a meeting with industry representatives. Instead, they held constructive talks aimed at preventing violence being plotted online through existing cooperation, the Home Office said. The meeting with representatives from Twitter, Facebook and BlackBerry was held in the wake of English city riots. Prime Minister David Cameron has said police may need extra powers to curb their use. Networks such as BlackBerry Messenger, a service which allows free-of-charge real-time messages, were said to have enabled looters to organise their movements during the riots, as well as inciting violence in some cases. And police investigating the hacking group Anonymous have charged a 22-year-old student from Hartlepool with computer crime. Peter David Gibson was arrested by the Metropolitan's e-crime unit. He is accused of trying to hinder the operation of or access to a computer system. UK detectives, along with their international counterparts, have been investigating a series of denial-of-service attacks on major websites. The hacker collective Anonymous has been implicated in a number of online protests targeting eBay, Visa, PayPal and others. Its tactics typically involved flooding the company's websites with multiple requests from remotely controlled networks of computers known as botnets. Mr. Gibson is due in court on the 7th of September. And the first human-like astronaut robot, Romonaut 2, or R2, has awakened at the International Space Station and already started tweeting. "Those electrons feel good. One small step for man, one giant leap for tin mankind," said the robot's first tweet. R2 was brought into the ISS on February 2011 on board of Space Shuttle Discovery. It's been designed to work alongside humans, helping them both inside and outside the station. Although their tweets were sent from R2's account, which is at Astrobonaut, before it woke up, now its nearly 40,000 followers can rest assured the robot is indeed actively tweeting as its circuits are operational. It is even responding to questions and sending birthday greetings as well. R2 weighs 136 kilograms, has a torso, two human-like arms and hands, and wears a golden helmet with a visor on its head. I'll be back again on Monday with more of your tech news, but for now, I've been Andy Mullarkey. Goodbye.